Gita Jayanti yesterday evening was really quite enjoyable. And I don't know how many of you saw it on live podcast TV. I just saw a picture of devotees in Pitch, which was some 100 miles south to where the program was on the Sunday program, watching the whole recitation. Srila Prabhupada would say that this is the proper use of modern technology, or at least the only valuable use of modern technology. Since yesterday I've been toing and froing with Kesha Bharati Maharaj and now Kaishori about the last and sort of surprise part of Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. It was just an appendix, or rather a list of 150 questions, questions that come up in the book itself, but also that are a reference for devotees reading the book. If they want to look up on a subject, then they can look in the questions and see the place where the answer is found. Nalini Kanta also brought over the PDF files, which means how the book actually looks once it's already laid out. And it's really very beautiful, very encouraging. Also, Grahita Prabhu sent back the index. So we're ready to go, putting everything together and handing it over to the printers on Friday. That's going to be a great feeling, but not as good a feeling as when I get the books in my hand. There's 750 pages of text, and then when the index in Sanskrit and all other things, I'll probably running beyond 800 pages. We're also getting some gold-bound copies of the book, and anyone who wants especially gold-bound copies, which cost approximately, let me see, about $8 to $10 over and above the normal book cost, send in your request to Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, and we'll get some made for you. Of course, for those devotees who are taking large orders of books, then they get a gold-bound book included in in their order. But if you're only buying one or a few, and you want one of those to be gold-bound, please let us know. And while we're on Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, thank you for Gandharvika and Nadia. These are for the orders of books. And Srila Bhikarani Devi Dasi, Advaita Chandra Prabhu, Kanchan Valley, Braja Kumar, way down in South America, Gandharvika and Nadia were 3, Shilpa Karani 30, Advaita Chandra 10, Kanchan Valley 30, Braja Kumar 10, Bhakti and Vidya up in the northwest 5, that's of England, Radha Dasi 1, Bhakta Him Prakash Dabi 2. So it seems that to date 377 books have been purchased. Thank you very much for your support and encouragement. Right now I'm in the Sankirtan apartment of devotees here in Pitch, and I just went through morning program and will be going to Debrecen to see my temporary restaurant facilities, and from there going to Romania. Actually, in Debrecen also, Pavani, the mother of Sanatan, has some serious health problems, more like health complications. So having some time, I'll try to drop in on her. And then I'll go to Romania. I have a program over there. Chaitanya Prabhu has been overseeing the preaching and book distribution in that Hungarian part of Romania. for the last year, and then I'll return back to Budapest for a couple of meetings and then continue on to the farm, and I'll be at the farm more or less until I leave for Wales towards the end of the month. Today, when I was chanting Japa, actually before I was chanting Japa, I was reading from Prem Bhakti Chandrika, and I thought I'd read those passages that I was reading this morning and share some of the meditations with you. This is from verse 60, at least in the version that I have. The numbering, it varies from book to book. Topics of contemplation for arousing prema bhakti. Here Narottam Das Thakura says, Yugala charana priti parma ananda tati rati prema maya parabhande krishnanama radhanama upasanna rasadhama charana priya paranande. Priti, divine love, directed to serving in the wake of Radha, Krishna's amorous pastimes, is a source of unparalleled happiness. The names of both Radha and Krishna are the abode of all transcendental rasa. I fall at their feet in divine ecstasy. So here the author describes the impetus for divine love as well as the goal, which is Radha and Krishna's transcendental pastimes. And he defines the means for entering these pastimes as the chanting of their holy names. And in this way, Radha and Krishna are both the means as well as the end. And in the following verse, he describes how these pastimes become a source of remembrance for serious Vaishnavas. Maniras maranaprana madura madura nam yugala bilas smittishara sajya satana e iha bhoi aranai e tattva sarva shittishara. Chanting these sweet names and practicing smarana in the mind is my very life. This Radha Krishna yugala bilas, amorous pastimes, is the essence of all forms of remembrance. In all processes for attaining the goal of life, plus the goal itself, this principle forms the kernel of all regulative principles. We all have to think. We think whether we have to or not. We're doing it all the time. We're remembering so many things. We're remembering something we said the same today. We're remembering things that happened to us many years back, and we also speak about these things. Narottam Das Thakura says that while chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, devotees should practice remembering Radha and Krishna. But he says not only is remembrance done during the chanting of Krishna's holy names, during japa or during kirtan, but throughout the day when our minds aren't focused on the particular service that we're rendering, in other words, when that service is automatic, then we should not let the mind wander onto mundane topics, but rather we should let our mind be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna's pastimes. For instance, expert cooks, they cook almost automatically. They stand by the stove, mix the ingredients, and sometimes they stir for long periods of time. While stirring, they can be absorbed in thoughts of how Mother Yashoda oversees the cooking of Srimati Radharani, Rohini Devi for Krishna in the morning hours. How Srimati Radharani's girlfriends like Lalita and Vishaka and other manjaris also assist her in that cooking. These are good thoughts to be absorbed in, as opposed to other thoughts which are not connected to Krishna. But if one is not absorbed in thoughts of Krishna's pastimes, then while cooking one can be absorbed in how this preparation is favorable for the Lord, or also in the preaching of Krishna's message, the distribution of Krishna consciousness, distributing Krishna conscious literature, chanting the holy names, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Either we should be planning or thinking about how to give Krishna consciousness to to others, or think about the pastimes of the Lord and his associates. Now, since Narottam Das Thakur is speaking about the process of smaran, or remembrance, which is the essence of all instructions, the symptom that we're practicing Krishna consciousness nicely is that within our minds, naturally, things that we've heard about Krishna will spontaneously arise. And, of course, what's the most wonderful form for meditating? That is Krishna's transcendental form, body. Srila Prabhupada has introduced this to us, for instance, in the morning program when we're singing Venum Kanvan Tamaravinda Dalaya Taksham. This is a meditation on Lord Krishna. We're not simply meant to be speaking the words, but actually we should be absorbed in thought of who it is that we are glorifying, the meaning of those words, and that way our chanting becomes enhanced by absorption and remembrance. So listen to this beautiful description Narottam Das Thakur gives us. He says, Jalada Sundara Kanti Madura Madura Bhati Vaidaghati Abadhi Subhesha Pitabhasana Dharana Abharana Manibhara Mayura Chandrika Kurukesha Mrigamada Chandana Kunkuma Bilepana Mohana Murari Tiri Bhanga Nabina Kushuma Bhali Sri Angesha Bhaya Bali Madulobe Piripato Bringa. Krishna's very sweet form is like a brightly effulgent dark cloud, and his witty personality is the very limit of all cleverness. He's dressed in yellow garments and numerous jeweled ornaments, and his hair is topped by an array of peacock feathers. Krishna's body is further anointed with musk, chandan, and kumkum, and his threefold bending form steals away our minds. He's also decorated with beautiful flowered garlands, which are surrounded by darting, intoxicated bumblebees who are ever anxious for tasting honey. So this is what we should be thinking about. Just let your mind think about such wonderful thoughts as what is here. My favorite phrase was that his witty personality is the very limit of all cleverness. Krishna is very witty and he's very clever. This is one aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so many beautiful descriptions are given there. He's brightly effulgent, dark cloud. He's dressed in yellow garments, beautiful jewelry. On top of his hair, you can picture an array of peacock feathers and other decorations. His body is anointed with musk. He has chandan paste on his body as well as kumkum. And he's standing in threefold bending form. And of course, there are so many beautiful flower garlands around his body hanging from his neck. And those flower garlands are surrounded by intoxicated bumblebees. Then he continues, Ishat Madhura Smita, Vaidaghari Liramrita, Lubadhana Prajapadu Brinde, Charana Kamula Para, Mani Moyanupura, Nakamani Jainu Balachandri. Krishna manifests a sweet and delicate smile as his nectar-saturated leelas cleverly unfold and entice the hearts of the Brajagopis. Placed around Krishna's lotus feet are jeweled ankle bells, and the effulgence from the gem-like nails of his toes are like moonbeams. The sweet and delicate smile of Krishna reminds me of the smile of Shyamasundar in Nirbhajadam, particularly when kirtan becomes very, very ecstatic and the devotees dance very nicely. Then he smiles and the right side of his lip is a little crooked, but very, very sweet and very delicate and very manohar, very mind-enchanting. Now, what about these ankle bells around Krishna's lotus feet? Well, he says, Nupura Maraladvani, Kulabadhu Maralini, Shunayarahiti Naragharai, Riddoye Bariyarati, Jaino Mile Patishati, Kule Radharamagiru Turi. Hearing the charming sound of Krishna's ankle bells, which is like the calling of a male swan, the female swan like Bhajagopis are unable to remain in their homes. As the gopis' deep attachment for Krishna increases, They go to meet him in the way a chaste wife unites with her husband. In this way, the so-called religion, based on the morals of society, fades into the distance. Govinda, Sharira Satya, Tanhara, Shiva Kanitya, Vrindavana, Bhumi, Tejamoy, Tribhuvana, Shobha, Shara, Hino, Stanana, Hiara, Jahara, Smarani, Premahoy. Then Narottam Das Thakur says that Sri Govinda's transcendental body is eternal. And he says his devotees' bodies are also eternal. And the land of Vrindavan is also filled with the divine resplendence that's also eternal. And about Vrindavan Dham, Narottam Das Thakur says there's no such place in the entire three worlds. Simply by remembering Vrindavan, one's prema can be aroused. Therefore, when we think about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, not only do the pastimes themselves invoke transcendental bliss, but the place in which those pastimes transpire. Shitala kiranakara kalpataru ganudhara tarutala choya ritusheva govinda anandamoy nikateva nitayoy madhura bihari atishubha. The cooling moonbeams, the wish-fulfilling desire trees, the flower vines and creepers, as well as the six seasons of the forest, all create the setting for Govinda and the gopis to enact their mind-enchanting pastimes, which are also very captivating to the eyes. Brajapura vanitara charana ashraya shara korumana ekanta koriya anyabola ganda gahada nashunite utarola rakka prema riddaya bariya. To take shelter at the lotus feet of the Vrajagopis is the essence of all religious principles. O mind, you please do so without deviation. Any other opposing arguments simply creates a disturbance, so just ignore them and keep prema illuminating within your heart. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami explains that the only way to enter into Radha Krishna's pastimes is by the mercy of the gopis. Therefore, it is stated here that shelter at the lotus feet is the essence of all religious principles. Here are so many wonderful different impetus for remembrance. They are called Udipan. If we just think about these, meditate on them, turn them over in our minds, try to enter the words and see what other similar Krishna conscious thoughts, individual words and phrases leads us on to remembrances of other things that we've heard or read or discussed. This will awaken attachment to Krishna in the heart. Leta Siddha Krishna Prema. Love for Krishna is already present within our hearts, and that love awakens by chanting Hare Krishna, by remembering Krishna's pastimes. But when it does, Narottam Das Thakur says, Rakho Prema Riddhaya Bahira. He says, keep that Prema burning in your hearts. That means don't let it come out, don't make an issue of what you have within. But at the same time, just like a fire, you must always keep putting fuel on it to keep it burning. So don't let the witch of material energy, don't let vijalpa, idle talk, don't let offenses to Vaishnavas put out that fire within your heart. Keep feeding it. And how will you feed it? Remember Krishna's wonderful pastimes, chant Hare Krishna, and that fire will grow and grow. Rakho prema riddhaya bahira. Keep your prema locked within your heart.